The musician Guy Davis once brought his son into a recording studio, and the teenager praised the music that his father hates.
Rap is what's happening.
The son talked up rap music and trashed his father's blues.
Blues ain't got nothing.
And talked back when the father tried to respond.
The blues is where rap came from.
So what? Who cares now?
All of which set up the father's musical reply.
Now wait a minute, Junior, you're talking kind of fast. You're about to say something, make me whoop your... You're talking out your head. To you, it's all a mystery. Blues is your legacy. You don't know history.
That song is on Skunk Mellow, an album that is an argument for the music that Guy Davis loves. Davis is the son of the great actors Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee. He says his blues music is inspired by the southern speech of his grandmother.
While I was going to school, learned to speak English just as good as the white man. I'd come home and hear plenty of southern speech, lots of southern stories. And what draws me into the blues, I think, is the music not only of the instruments, but the music of the language.
Ain't no blues me working so hard. I got a woman in the rich folk yard. When they kill a chicken to save me the wing, she think I'm working, ain't doing nothing. I'm on the road again.
Some people may not know that one of the things that you've done is play a musician on stage, and a famous one, Robert Johnson, the great blues man.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, that was more than 10 years ago. The play was called Robert Johnson, Trick the Devil.
Which gets right to the point about Robert Johnson. According to legend, this was a man who was believed to have made a deal with the devil and who certainly sang songs about people facing that kind of temptation.
Yes, he did. Me and the devil walking side by side. I want to beat my woman till I get satisfied. Stuff like that. There is a political statement underneath that. And I think my dad might agree that there might not be a black man in America who at some time or other hadn't sold his soul to the devil. The black man has been catching hell all through slave times and since. And I think that we sort of have a personal relationship with the devil and God, you know, on a name kind of basis. It's not where you go to church and can sort of be anonymous amongst the crowd.
Oh, it's you, Guy. Good to see you again.
Yeah, man, to see you. I got my eye on you, too. I saw what happened last night. Know what you got to say now. Here's one. If I could, I'm going to grab this banjo up. It's a blues song by Muddy Waters. I think this will do. This song is called Can't Be Satisfied.
Guy Davis playing a wonderful old Muddy Waters song. That was great. That was great.
Thanks.
I heard a story about you and an old home of Muddy Waters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you getting ready to tell it?
I'm hoping you'll tell it, actually.
Okay. Let me take a sip of this water and I will tell it. Over a decade ago, we went out to the Stovall Farm, which I guess was a plantation where Muddy Waters grew up. We walked across the field, and I saw this shack right out in the middle of the field. And I knew something was waiting in that shack for me. I knew right away, because as I looked at it, I remember feeling emotional. So I made up my mind as we walked across that field that I wasn't going to physically touch that shack. I wasn't going to put any part of me against any part of it. And I walked around the shack and I looked at it, and there was a sign up that said that its construction indicated that it was from before the Civil War. And I walked a little further and I saw a sign that said, please don't take souvenirs and such because this belongs to all of us, that sort of thing. Well, in my guitar case, I had some pliers, you know, to change strings with. So I went and got those pliers and I was going to pull a nail out of that shack.
Are you telling me as soon as you saw that sign, you had to get a nail?
Well, I was intending on getting that nail, sign or no sign. I just wasn't going to touch it. So I put the pliers on the nail, and I pulled and pulled with all my strength, and that nail would not budge. So I tried another nail, and it would not budge out of that wood. The wood that that shack was made of was as tough, perhaps, as the life that the people who lived in that shack had been. But the nails that were in that wood to me were as tough as the people and their resilience to withstand such a life.
The latest album from Guy Davis is Skunk Mellow, a word that is defined for you at NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.
It takes bricks and mortar to make a house of stone. It takes bricks and mortar to make a house of stone.